Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. Got Ted Hartman here with me this morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, we got Lauren on the phones in there just ready to push the button. So give us a call at 222-8255. And you haven't been fishing this week, have you?
No, I've been cleaning my truck. I'm trying to get it ready to sell.
Yeah.
I had a bite on the boat. I was going to sell the boat, or I still am, but yeah. I got to get Taylor to clean it up and detail it for me first before I try to put it out there on the market.
But he does a great job when he does. So
I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah. He actually cleaned one of our cars too, and does a great job. Comes to you.
Yeah, I didn't know he did cars. So I would have thought about that on the truck, but.
Steam cleans the carpet, the seats. I mean, he does a good job. Ever since you get that steam cleaner, it's even better.
I've been 4 days cleaning that thing and waxing it. My arms and finger knuckles are
You need an electric buffer.
Well, I got one later, but it was a little late.
That sounds like me when I do stuff, And when I work on the house or whatever like that, it's like you learn these tips as you're doing it. You learn, this and that. And then, then when you get through, you don't need it no more. You do everything the hard way, learn the tips, and then you don't need to do it anymore. But, it's been some nice weather coming down now, getting a little chilly here, which is great. It. We're going to have the water temperature dropping,
I checked it this morning at the buoy.
Yeah.
It was 75.
Oh, good. Good. It'll be a little bit warmer inshore, but, when I was out there the other day, it was like 81, something like that, 81.2 I know it's got to have dropped now, since then. And we're going to have like in the 50s this week. One night, I think they were saying 49. Now they're saying 50 degrees. I forget which night that is. But, then we're going to have high in the 70s up to, I think one day is like 80 degrees. But when you have those nighttime temperatures dropping down like that, that's going to cool that water good.
I'm loving it.
We're going to have some wind today too. So that's going to,
I think it was 14 miles an hour around, I forget when, about noon or so, one.
What, today? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's showing west winds 10 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20.
Okay.
That's National Weather Service, but, you can look at Windfinder.
And, yeah, that's the one.
Weatherbug, there's all kind of sites. And, it's kind of funny because I had these apps on the phone. I checked this one and that one. I watched the TV and, I try to average it out,
There you go. That's all you can do. So different.
My wife says, you're just trying to find a forecast you like. I said, no, that's not good. Really it.
I like this one.
Yeah.
I think I'll go on this
one. Yeah, I'll just use this one for the day. Unfortunately, that's not how it works, anyway, it's been really good for this water temperature. If it really drops good, like you're talking about too, I think we're going to see the trout fire up. The flounder is already fired up. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it's closed season, we knew that was going to happen, people are catching some real nice flounder, getting a lot more keepers and stuff. And I say keepers, I'm talking about just size-wise, with Chip having his Flounder Pounder tournament in December now, December 4th, I'm looking probably to have a double-digit flounder, in his tournament for the first time.
Yeah.
Because he's been looking for one, usually has it in October. And having it December the 4th this time, we'll just see how that works out.
getting them double digits, he starts to look like that. What's that? I forget. It slips my mind. That flounder up. You catch up
in
Atlanta. Those real,
yeah.
What do you call it?
Just
slipped my mind.
Halibut. Yeah. Yeah, now that's a flounder.
Yeah. Just a real big one. I was going to go on a trip, but never did get enough people to want to go.
I know Brian Dutcher went up there, and him and his wife, and I think it was another couple. I forget who it was. But they went halibut fishing, and, man, did they get some nice
200-pounder.
I think they got a bunch of them, around 100 to 200, something like that.
Man, that's a big piece of meat.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, that'll last you a while.
Yep. And then I guess you can, you know, ship it back down here or whatever, you know. But
that's what my neighbor did. He went up there and did a halibut trip, and he just shipped it back on dry ice, you know, packaged it all up there, and put it in a big one in big styrofoam coolers and sealed it up with that dry ice and mailed it back to his house.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a way to do it.
Yeah. And as long as you're coming back home, I don't know. You don't want it to sit out on your front steps for, you know, too long, too many days or whatever. But
I hope to make it home.
Yep.
Don't want to get on there and watch the plane go. Feel like, oh, the plane's going down. I ain't going to make it to my halibut at the house. Yep. I remember old Bill Cosby said, if that ever happens, he says, you just go out there and you go up to the pilot and you say, I know this is, you don't want to panic the passengers, but just let me know if this plane is going down. I got something I want to try. He said, you might laugh. But if I will step out on the wings and start flapping my arms and fly away.
Well, up there you'd fly a little bit till you hit the ground, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like people who jump out of a perfectly good airplane, you know. I don't think I could do that, you know. I know them skydivers love to do it, but I don't know. But I see we got our first ship in from the you know, from California, or, you know, whatever.
It's probably sitting out there in the ocean.
And
waiting to come in port. And it wasn't, was it Ron that did it? Ron
DeSantis? Yeah, Ron DeSantis. He agreed to do it. And I think he's looking for 700 ships to come here.
Awesome.
Because they've got them just, I mean, parked all over the place out there. Just, you know, because they can't get them unloaded. It's ridiculous, you know, that you know, people don't want to work. They just don't want to unload them, you know. So, I think the same situation, right there in, was it Savannah and all, you know, where they get the ships come in up there. But, we'll see. We'll see. I know it's going to make our river a little bit more busier, you know, right about the time the trout start and the croaker start, and where you're going to be fishing the river, then, you know.
Yeah, right. Where the fishing or the ship. Where they unload all those ships right there in the river there, you like to fish that bank, that wall.
Yeah,
they'll be loaded up with ships and probably security running up and down the side.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even get close to it.
Yeah, I don't think the Coast Guard's going to do that security thing at Blunt Island anymore. Not there. I mean, they still are up there in Back River where it goes up into Blunt Island. They're still talking about doing that, but... But I know they're, you know, they stopped a couple of years ago, you know, where they used to slow you down all the way through, you know, right there at the mouth of Mill Cove, all the way down to almost the Dane's Point Bridge before you could start speeding up again. But I know the Coast Guard said that's a waste of manpower, a waste of time, which it is. I mean, you know, you could put somebody on the shoreline that, you know, with a nice M16, they could cut your boat in half before you could reach shore, you know. 222-8255. Give us a call. Lauren looks like she's not busy in there, so go ahead and give us a call. And we'll be back after this.
Yeah. You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Durant's Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durant's Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durant's Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Let's get Gail on. Good morning, Miss Gail.
Hey.
Can you hear me, Gail?
Hello.
Coming in loud and clear. How's that?
Oh, there you are.
But here I am. Coming in loud and clear. how you doing, Brother Vic?
I'm doing pretty good. Just, staying too busy at times, but too busy for an old man.
Yeah. I can relate to that, believe me. How's that fella doing that's helping you out a little bit there this morning?
No, he's doing okay.
he probably done drank a cut, two cups of coffee already.
I'm fixing to pour my third one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I used to drink so much coffee, but I've gotten down to two cups, and that's it.
You call this weird. A cup?
No, I don't call that a cup.
I call this or something. A little old tiny cup.
Yeah. You been doing okay, Gail?
Yeah, doing good. I just wanted to know if Ted had told you about our little fishing excursion on the we were fishing on the shore.
At the beach?
Yeah, at the beach. It was so hot when we were down there. Good gracious alive. But I did want to share one thing. I caught my first pompano, and I was excited because they're so pretty.
Yeah, they are. Goodness.
They're a pretty fish. And I made Ted throw it back because it's just too pretty.
Let me tell you, a friend of mine went down, I think it was St. Augustine or somewhere. Anyway, went down to go fishing with a friend of his. It's a guy I used to work with, and he went down there to go fishing with a friend of his. And he was telling him, let's go catch some pompano, And it was around, I think it was around November or something like that of the year, that time of the year. So they went down there, and they were fishing, and they were probably a couple of hundred feet apart because each one had a couple of rods out. And so anyway, when they got through fishing, his friend walked up to him and said, "Man, I got some nice pompano. How about you?" He said, all I ever caught was jacks. And he goes, "Jacks?" He said, "Are you sure they weren't pompano?" So he roped his cooler and showed him what the pompano looks like. He said, I've been throwing those back.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
They just look,
do resemble them.
Yeah, they look so much alike, you know. But that was so funny.
Oh, well, I'm glad he threw them back. I like to catch them. I like to eat them. But I don't know. There's just something about what they're so pretty.
Yeah.
Some of them, you just don't want to. You want to let them back and you know, get back in the water and reproduce. So but we had a good time fishing on the shore, and it just was so hot at that time, and Ted can handle it better than I can out there. But as it's getting cooler, you know, we might go camping again and try to do some you know, on the shore fishing.
Yeah, the whiting will pick up here.
This week's probably the week you ought to be out there, because it's, you know, in the low 50s at night.
Thank you.
Cuddle time, yeah. I like cool weather. Ted and I do both. But listen, you have yourself a wonderful day. Give love to the family, and you know, let's just keep fishing and telling them tales.
I'm trying to get out there every chance I get. I appreciate the call, Gail. It's good to hear from you.
Well, thanks. Good to talk to you too. You take care now. Here.
All righty. You too.
All righty.
Talk to you later, man. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Trying to get out there, you know, as much as possible, especially now that the water temperature is cooling down a little bit. You know, I know it's going to be, you know, a big difference from today, even, you know, from what it is today to next Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big difference. And, you know, when you got those nighttime temperatures like that, all it does is kind of gather the sheephead a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
The black drum, and also, you know, the speckled trout. Hopefully they'll school up pretty good. And they had pretty good catches on that trout tournament. Matter of fact, Taylor came in second place.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, he came in second place with a trout over 5 pounds.
That's
good. Yeah, he was only beat out by just a few ounces. He was leading most of the day and then got beat out by a few ounces.
That is awesome. That's a good job.
That's great. Yeah.
I wish he'd call in and talk about it.
He probably will later. He usually calls in like at the last 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes of the show. So maybe he will then. And but yeah, I was you know, pleasantly surprised that he got a trout that big, and that he was leading for a while. I was kind of like, oh, what if he wins this thing, you know?
I've seen some pictures of some of these trout caught recently, and they're pretty fat.
Yeah.
I mean, like, big and fat. Their bellies are hanging.
A lot of them are eating mullet.
Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of them are eating mullet right now. I got some friends of mine that's all they use. Well, I say all they use. They do like to use lures, too, but they go out there and cast net mullet, and they catch quite a few of them on mullet, you know. So I just haven't thrown a cast net in so long now because, you know.
I had a friend of mine say you want to work the points from the where the creeks come into the main tributaries or the bigger creeks.
Yeah.
The little small creeks where there's a point on there.
Yeah.
Deeper water on the deeper side, not on the shallower side. You know, you can tell how the beach or the shoreline tapers off, and then the other side won't taper off as much. It's a little deeper on that side.
Yeah.
So that's where you want to drop those. You want to soak those shrimp if you want to use the bobber, like you and I did. That
you know,
that's the best way to hit those shorelines, the right around those points. Yep.
Yeah. See, that's probably the last time I was able to use the slip float.
Really?
And I love fishing like that.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast.
You know, I just love fishing like that. But, you know, when I take clients out, I just, you know, don't get fish. So that's why, you know, I was talking about, you know, being able to get out there and fish a little more. Hopefully this weather's going to, you know, keep us going, you know, keep getting cooler and cooler, get those sheephead fired up. course, everybody knows how much I love their sheephead, but I do love that float fishing for trout.
I'm set up to go, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in December.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal.
Yeah, and you know, using those slip floats like that for trout, it's just something about dropping that float by the boat, just watching it ease out there and just bloop.
Yeah, watch disappear. It disappear.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It is.
And the smaller the shrimp, the bigger the trout.
It seems like it. A lot of times it seems like it.
A little small trout on shrimp on there.
Yeah.
And then I was fishing right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Same place. I mean, our bobbers couldn't have been, 2-3 foot apart.
Yeah.
And there goes yours, and mine just keeps going.
I know a lot of people love the big shrimp. Get them as big, mm-hmm. live shrimp. Get them as big as you can. I don't really like them, But you can see that day, what was that, a 25, 26 inch?
Yeah, a lot of those. Yeah. Most of yours were that size.
Using that small shrimp, not only do they seem to want that, in the cooler weather, they don't want as big of a bait, but they also get that hook in them easier. Because they don't have this huge shrimp in their mouth. They've got a smaller shrimp that they can eat pretty good, instead of like biting it in half. Sometimes I've had them do that, with customers. They grab them, pull the float down, and then you pull it back, and it's only half a bait left, But
I found that the paddle tails, the bigger, the better.
Hmm.
You got the mullet run and mm-hmm. all that, and they're kind of a good size mullet right now.
Yeah.
So they're looking for those bigger, croakers and bigger mullets. And
mm-hmm.
But shrimp seem the smaller the better.
I know. It seems so weird. It's just what they want at that period of time.
Yeah.
And you have to try it. That's like if you're, fishing for sheep's head in a creek. Mm-hmm. High tide, you put them on a float. If you put a big shrimp on there and you float it down the grass or over top of the oyster beds and you see him start, eating it, sometimes you'll eat half the shrimp and then the float just drifts away and you pull it in, you got half a bait left. But, a lot of times you use that small shrimp, you'll get the hook in them. Especially with a sheephead because they've got that smaller mouth,
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a fun. I found some jig heads with the larger you like to use the quarter ounce with mm-hmm. that real small shaft.
For sheephead,
I found some with a real small shaft. The hook's just a little bigger,
mm-hmm.
but it's got a lot more weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
I found them at Brown's, and I picked up a handful of those. I'm excited to try those out. But I also got some of those quarter ounce rigged up with some of those plastic, forget the brand name of them, but they're little crabs. They look like
shrimp. Oh, yeah.
They look like fiddlers. No, it's not.
No, that's right. You told me, and I forget the name of it, too. I have to look back on the text to see,
Yeah, I found them on the internet, and they don't really look exactly like a fiddler crab, but they're pretty close. Remember we were talking about that, about those Savage gear and how much mm-hmm. they look like the real thing.
Yeah.
I haven't done too well on those, be honest with you. And then that little blue crab we were talking about,
uh-huh.
he smashed a hook on that thing.
Yeah.
That day I went with you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks real. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that was the only bite I ever got out of that.
Yeah. And see, I've used the gulp crab baits, and I've caught a few fish on them, but for as much as I've used them, I haven't really caught that much on them, Now, the crab send fish bites, they work good, mm-hmm. And they don't even look like a crab,
Yeah. I think it's better.
They look like a little strip, that's it.
They don't mess with them.
Anyway, give us a call, 222-8255, and, we'll be back after this.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 19 states now suing to block President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal contractors. The lawsuits argue the Biden administration overstepped its authority in requiring federal contractors to make their employees get the coronavirus vaccine. The president has argued that sweeping vaccine mandates will help end the deadly pandemic. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is stressing Democrats are supposed to restrict the language in their massive tax and spend bill to items dealing with the U.S. budget. But that has not stopped them from trying to advance a wide range of leftist priorities, including amnesty for illegal aliens as part of their bill, which will probably come to about $1.75 trillion when the compromise is finalized. The Los Angeles Long Beach Port Complex says it will begin fining shipping companies if they let cargo containers stack up as the nation's busiest twin harbors deal with a backlog. This is SRN News.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study. 10:45 a.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Are you going to work and dreading it? Is it just a job? Are you ready for a fulfilling career? American Electrical Academy provides a free 9-week course in the electrical skill trade. No prior experience necessary. Apply today at electricalacademy.org. This is your opportunity to build your resume and prepare for a lifelong electrifying career. It is free to you. Just 9 weeks of education and you will be a step ahead of the rest. Completing our academy will make you stand out to your potential employer, provide the confidence you need for success, and real life experience taught by the best in the industry. This is a 9-week course that could change the course of your life, and it's free. They only accept 10 students for the 9-week periods, and seats will fill fast. Apply now. Your career is waiting for you. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, and they can't wait to help you succeed. Tell your friends, learn more, and apply now at electricalacademy.org. That's electricalacademy.org.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
You hear the news those in power want you to hear every day. You can't avoid it. Is it real? Is it factual? Here's a challenge. Listen to the conservative voices on WBOB for a week. Now you have another side to consider. Which will you choose to listen to after that? It's a free country. You get to choose. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. This is AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a high near 71. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping to around 55 degrees. Tomorrow, more sun with a high near 75. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s. And as for Thursday and Friday, chance of rainfall, mostly sunny with temperatures reaching into the upper 70s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah, we're back, and we're just talking off the air about how you can throw the cast net in different ways. But yeah, it's one of the best videos I've seen to show you how to throw a cast net, and people learn off of it pretty quick. Is Calusa Net Company? I guess that's how you say it. I don't know, but anyway, they've got several videos where, you know, they show you like throwing it over your shoulder, or, you know, holding it in your mouth or not holding it in your mouth, and, you know, different ways. Because see, I don't, if I'm throwing a cast net in the river, like, or in Mill Cove or something like, I don't put it in my mouth. Now the ocean water, totally different.
I don't like putting that lead in my mouth anyway.
Well, I don't. I put the string in my mouth.
But when I went with my son and my grandson, I was in a pot of fish out there, and I threw a cast net. And I thought, well, I didn't even give it a thought, but, you know, my left leg is more than half gone. And when you throw it right with your right hand, your weight shifts to your left leg, and I went down. So I was fixing to tumble over, and I had to just let my weight just go down so I could fall onto the bow, because my left leg, you know, when you throw it right-handed, you shift your weight to your left leg. I didn't even think about that.
I don't either. But I guess I'm throwing it the opposite way, because I'm throwing it from my left side.
Yeah.
You know, even though I'm right-handed, so I don't know, you know, which way. I don't know if I'm throwing it right-handed or left-handed, or, you know, I just throw it from my left side. So
now that
you mention that, whenever I toss it, I guess that would put the
weight back on your right.
On the right, you know, like that.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess so. I had never thought about that, but
it will.
You know,
I'm telling I was here.
As we get older,
I was there.
As we get older, you know, we have to kind of watch what we do and how we do it and all that stuff. I mean, I know, you know, my wife hates for me to say that, you know, but, you know, that looked like, Chip Wingo. Yeah, that looked like Chip. He's probably going to call back in a few minutes, maybe. But, you know, it is a point that you have to face, you know, as you get older, and then you go out there, and if you throw a 25-pound, you know, or a 30-pound cast net, a bunch of times, you know, as I was saying off the air, I don't like throwing them when you got, you know, like pogies and they're sparse, you know. Now, sometimes you can go out there and there's a few flipping, and then you get over top of them, you see them, you know, down lower, you see the pot of them. But, and you can catch them good that way, just let your net go down further. But, you know, as far as that goes, I like to see them flipping a lot, and, you know,
yeah, right on the
pelicans
top.
Diving. Yeah, so throw it once and you got, you know,
I'm gonna have
couple of hundred or 300 or whatever, you
there
know.
There you go.
And then you let some out, because, you know, you put 300 in live well, they don't last so good.
I'm gonna have to learn to toss that thing from that pedestal seat.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm gonna have to do that.
You can do that.
Just sat there on that seat, a swivel seat, throw it out there like that. Instead of standing up.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Captain Chip Wingo. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, Chip?
I'm doing great. I had an awesome week on the water until the rain and the wind came.
Yeah. It was quite eventful. Pretty nasty day on Thursday, and then, of course, the wind on Friday. They're going to be, looks like there's going to be some wind today, too. Today would be a good day, though, to be out there. I'm telling you, there's, you know, everybody's going to be ready to watch that game at 3:30, I think, with kickoff, you know. And when I used to fish on Saturdays before I started doing this show, I used to like Florida-Georgia game, because, I mean, you get out there and it's like a ghost town.
Yeah,
it's like fishing on a Tuesday, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't very many people out yesterday either.
Oh, well, I bet.
They were getting plastered.
Yeah,
I cleaned the boat up yesterday and put it back in the dry stack, and you could I went and ran it real quick, and before I put it back up, and just to see how the intercoastal looked, because we had canceled, and it wasn't pretty.
No, I bet. Which direction was it out of yesterday?
The west, southwest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're honking, so, you know, you get on the intercoastal in certain spots, and it stacks up the tide. And,
yeah.
You know, when people talk about boats being wet, mm-hmm. I don't care what boat you're in, when it's blowing like that sideways, you're going to get wet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can. Yeah, as soon as that, I mean, if you're running any distance and hitting the waves when they splash up, that wind's going to blow it in you from one side or the other.
That's true. That is very true.
Hey, Chip, have you been in St. Augustine lately?
Fished there Tuesday, Wednesday. I fished everywhere Tuesday, Wednesday, but I was in Volano, yeah.
How was it? I mean, I was just curious. I mean, I'd heard some good stuff coming out of there.
We, Leon and I, we had a, Leon and Corey and I had a multi-boat charter for 2 days on Tuesday, Wednesday. One of my clients was entertaining some of his clients, and we had two guys per boat, and both days we caught lots of black drum, redfish, trout, some flounder. I mean, go figure, I have 2 5-pound flounder in a week.
I was just going to ask you about the flounder, because I know his friends of mine have been out there, and they, you know, it's like now that, you know, it's close season, one of them the other day caught 9 flounder, another one caught, I think it was like 6 or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's the way you're going to see year after year. You're going to see it like that now, you know.
So one of my clients, I put a mullet on for him. So pitch it over there, see if these reds want to eat mullet. And I looked over and I saw the bite, and I was like, oh, no. And he's like, what? I said, it's going to be a flounder. And he looked at me funny. He looked at me funny, and I said, just let him eat it. And we watched it for a second. Then I watched the rod move, you know, the line move just a little bit and stop. And I go, just let him eat it. And he goes, look, keeps looking at me, and he's like, he's going to take that. I said, just let him eat it. So finally, I said, just lift the rod up and reel. So he's hooked up, and he's like, oh, it's a nice fish. He gets it up to the boat, and I net it, and he's so excited. He's like, I've been wanting to eat flounder for so long. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, guess what? Bloop. And he's, what you do? That's the close season. But the redfish bite was good, mixed in with a lot of different sizes, what I call upper rats, you know, in the 17-inch range. And then we had some nice fish, some nice black drum. Ladyfish showed back up.
That's weird.
Yeah, ladyfish showed back up in certain areas. And, you know, we caught some nice bull reds down in Volano. And not the big ones like we catch in the river,
yeah,
but respectable. And my client had, you know, he was throwing topwater plugs with his bass rod early, and he said, I want to catch a bull red on a bass rod. And I was like, okie doke. So, of course, that's the only rod that got hit 2 times in a row. And it wasn't too stressful on the fish. I mean, you know, he had 50-pound braid on it, and, you know, he put the heat to it. But Leon and I had a nice little surprise down there. We pull up probably about 35 yards apart to an area that we can catch some bull reds in a little hole. And I pitch baits out, and he's starting to get ready to pitch baits out. And all of a sudden, one of my rods gives off, and the client, I hand him the rod. He grabs it and starts fighting it. A big spinner shark comes out of the water. And, you know, and it hits the water, and then the line goes slack, and I'm telling the guy, reel as fast as you can to catch up to it. Well, he catches up to it, and about that time, it launches out of the water and smacks off Leon's boat.
That'll scare you. That'll scare you.
You wonder sometimes you can even wear them guys out. They just are got so much giddy up, you know.
Yeah, if he would have been about 8 inches higher out of the water, it would have gone in Leon's boat.
Oh, man.
Wow. It was a big one, too. It wasn't a small one.
Golly. Oh, boy. That's enough to make your skin crawl. Because I tell you, you know,
I was worried about it at first, and then I started laughing after the fact. But, I mean, the look on their eyes were like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So, are you fishing now?
No.
Okay. Can you hold on? Okay, good. I'll get you on as soon as we come back, Captain.
Yep, no problem.
We'll be back after this.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And we got Captain Chip Wingo on the line.
That would be me.
Yeah, when you're talking about that, Chip, you know, those spinner sharks, I mean, I love to catch them. They give you a great show, but yeah, they get a little bit, it gets a little bit scary sometimes. I mean, I've had them jump, you know, and hit like the back of my boat, you know, when you're getting them close to the boat, you know, so. I tell people whenever we're getting close to the boat, especially if there's any size to them, I usually crank the drag down a little more, you know, and, you know, keep that tension on so they won't jump as much. But boy, they're things that give you a show and a half. I love to hook them up and fight them myself.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have had some wire on the boat the other day because I would have re-rigged and, you know, try to put the guys on them because they were. The two guys I had on my boat were from, well, all the people we had were from Seattle or Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
And they catch big steelhead and stuff like that. That's their big deal. But so it was fun. I mean, you know, they enjoy it. And it's a great game fish, you know.
It is.
I love fighting them. So, you know, and the guys get to get hooked onto something bigger than they've ever hooked onto. And, you know, and they're so acrobatic. They're sort of like a tarpon when they start playing and jumping out of the water. So, but you don't want to reach down and grab a hold of them.
No, so. No. But, it's funny though. Whenever we've hooked them like that, you know, and somebody's, you know, one of the clients fighting it, and he might be, you know, 200 feet from the boat or whatever, and he jumps out of the water and spins like that, and you know, the guys be like, "What in the world? Look at that!" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's on your line." And they're like, "No, yeah. My line goes in the water. It goes down right here." I'm like, "Yeah, but he comes up so fast that your line still looks like it's going down, you know?"
Yeah. And the amazing part is we've had so many sharks this year in the inlets and all the way up in the river and everywhere else. I know Captain Kirk Waltz had a big one up in the river, a big bull shark they caught. And you know, we've had redfish eaten and other fish eaten by the jetties and up in the intercoastal and, you know, all the way up to Pine Island. I hooked two bigger ones up in Pine Island. You know, we were looking for tarpon and, you know, pitching a live mullet out and just letting it free line while the clients are working the drop-off edge. And, you know, it's so funny. All of a sudden the rod doubles over and you never know what it's going to be. You know, we had that 11 pound triple tail a few weeks back, and, you know, we had, you know, had sharks, and, you know, you get a tarpon that'll eat every once in a while. So, so one of the things I like to do when we're spot locked down is, you know, pitch a bigger rod out with a mullet on it, you know, live mullet hooked in the lip, you know, free swimming.
Yeah.
But, and it works with croakers. You know, they love croakers. It's yeah. amazing that those fish love those croakers so much. And, you know, this week we caught a lot of big whiting, decent-sized croakers, you know, mixed in, mixed bag with everything else. But, you know, I've been concentrating. I don't – like, Leon fished shallow a lot this week and did well. You know, I think – what was it, Wednesday? I think they had over 50 reds, including some nice – you know, some big keepers. But – I've been fishing the roll downs because there's trout mixed in, and the black drum are what I'm primarily wanting to catch. You know, I mean, redfish are one thing, but if I'm going to keep something to eat, usually I like to keep the black drum.
Oh yeah.
So, and, it was fun because Wednesday, Corey's boat, they kept some black drum, and Leon's kept some redfish and black drum, and the six of us, there was, I guess, eight of us went back to Palm Valley Outdoors, and they cooked it for us. And we had this platter that was just massive on the table.
Oh, wow.
After we'd eaten a bunch of alligator, you know, gator tail, and then we start eating this fish, and the host is like, all right, everybody order dinner. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't eat anything else, you know, but it it's, you know. Of course, I'm tipping with the fish bites, and then we found that, you know, the whiting and the redfish and the drum were eating the fish bites just as well. So, you know, I went through, let's see, this week I was buying crab, mud minnows, and they've got beautiful mud minnows right now, and throwing the cast net, and have, you know, I'd buy 7 to 10 dozen shrimp because we were going through shrimp so fast. I end up throwing a lot of shrimp away this week.
Mm.
You know, releasing a lot of shrimp, that yeah. is. But, you know, I tell you what, I learned that boat will burn a lot of fuel. I ran from Palm Cove to Palm Valley Outdoors and ran all the way down, you know, down the ditch south, and then we fished Volano and came back, and then the following day I ran all the way back up towards Beach Boulevard and fished because there's been some little tarpon up there we were trying to catch. And we were throwing some topwater and some artificials because I saw Chip Davis on the water, and he had they caught two snook and a nice trout that morning, the Wednesday morning we saw them. And so we ran all the way back up. Then we ran all the way back down to Volano and then back to Palm Valley and then back to the marina at Palm Cove, and I think I burned 50 gallons.
Oh, man.
So, and that's not flying either. It's just, you know, that 250, you drink some fuel down, but...
Yeah, if you have it, if you run a higher RPM, it will suck the gas down.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at the fact that's a lot of miles on the water, you know.
Yep.
And, but, I mean, that Seaborn ride's so nice, Vic. Now I know why you like yours so much. You know, it does. It's, golly, it's a good riding boat. So even when it gets a little bumpy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. I love it. Of course, it's a lot better than my, you know, Carolina skiff I had, but I've rode in other boats before, and yeah, that Seaborn does ride good, very good.
Yeah.
And of course, that one you were in is 2 foot bigger, so that's probably even better, you know, a little bit more weight, not much, but a little bit more weight, you know, make it ride better in the chop.
Yeah, I like the bow. The way it's flared out,
mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have trim tabs on yours either, do you?
No, huh? It was supposed to come with trim tabs, but you know how many fish people lose on the motor and, you know, transducers. Yeah. I didn't want trim tab back there in the way too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I mean, I could have used them. I mean, there's plenty of times with us chartering, you know, that you can use them because it seems like everybody wants to sit on one side of the boat and leave me on the other, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, when you're steering it, you're not really in the middle, but you know, but anyway, it's kind of hard. I ask people to, you know, move a little bit and let's level it out. And then, you know, you crank it and move to another spot and they all settle on the same side again.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
I know it.
But it's funny because with that double step hole, you have the two steps also, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it jumps up out of the water.
Oh, yeah, man. You know?
It's pretty cool. But anyway, I'll stop advertising that boat. But,
yeah, it jumps on plane. And, I mean, if you know, I don't really, you know, give it a lot of gas when I have people on board because, you know, you don't want to throw somebody off balance or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that thing, I mean, if you just give it a little bit more gas than what I normally do, I mean, it'll be up on plane, seems like 30, 40 feet. It's up on plane. It's mm-hmm. it just, I know it's probably further than that, but it just seems like it's that, you know, it doesn't take long. You pop right out of the water.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. It works really well. But did you get out this week?
Actually, I didn't. I had something else happen to me. So, yeah, you know, when you get older, you kind of have these things. I have to tell you about that later.
Well, I'm up here in Georgia for 10 days. So it's the weather's beautiful up here this morning.
Oh, I bet. What's the temperature you think up there?
Last I looked, I'm actually sitting on the porch out back with the dog, but I think it's 52 right now. So I think the high today is going to be somewhere, I think it's at 64 is the high today.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm loving it.
Nice. Yeah, there's
all week. It's like high, the high of highest I think it's supposed to be this week is 73. So that's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like sitting on the couch.
I thought you'd be in a stand somewhere.
I am going to be eventually. The rut's starting to happen up here, so I'm going to, I like to hunt a little bit more of the midday with the bucks moving around. So, but I got to go do a bunch of stuff today too up here, but I'll get a plenty of hunts in while I'm up here. So it looks like we might have one day where the weather turns, and that's like next Friday, I think. A little bit of rain on Friday. So, but it's, you know, I'm kind of torn because I'd love to be fishing this week because I love to throw some spinnerbaits for flounder because there's so many of them around right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame that, you know, they got the season closed, and I think everybody knows how I feel about that. You know, it's I mean, I think they should have let the new limit, new bag limit, new size limit, I wish they'd let that you know, take effect for a couple of years and see how that, you know, helped, which has got to help.
Yeah,
you know, so, you know, for them to close it completely though, it just kind of gets me.
Yeah, that's true. Well, guys, I hope you enjoy your day.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hope you do, too.
All right, Chip, get him. Get you a couple of them while you're up there, and, you know, I'll look to hear from you when you get back.
Yes, sir. Have an awesome day.
Anybody want to call Captain Chip Wingo, it's 614-4989, 614-4989. Give him a call and go fishing with him. Appreciate it, Chip.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back after this.